paragraph Zion, Vise Bechinas Isur Yain Esech, Shegozru Chazal Al Stam Yenom. With this, we're going to be able to understand the Isur that a Yid is not allowed to drink a Goy's wine. And the Chachamim made a Gzera, even if he didn't use it for Avodah Zarah. If it's the Goy's wine, it's off limits for a Jew. Even Stam Yenom. Vafilu Yain Shelonu, Shenoga Boy Ahakum, Osur Bishtia, Ubahano Midina. And even wine that a Goy touched becomes forbidden to drink, and you're not even allowed to sell it. It's osur bahano. Al pi hamaymar tiku gimel haniska la'el ayin sham heitev. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain the whole inyan, this whole inyan, based on the Torah tiku toichacha. Ki mezoyna de nishmasu mezoyna de gufa, heim bechinas neshama veguf, Yaakov ve'esav, ruchnis ve'gashmis, Shabbos ve'yemei achoil, reach toi ve'hipuchoi, bechinas hakoil kol Yaakov ve'idam idei esav. Rav Nosson Zal gives you a whole list of opposites now. Light and darkness. You have mezoyna de nishmasa versus mezoyna de gufa. You have the neshama versus the guf. You have Yaakov, who is bechinas neshama, and Esav, who is Bechinas Guf. Our Rebbe, Zichron Avroch, once taught us that the two pipes that you have, the wind pipe and the food pipe, they are Bechinas Yaakov and Esav. The Kone, because HaKoil Koil Yaakov. Where does the Koil come from? From the Kone, from the wind pipe. The food goes down the Veshet. It's called Veshet. Vav Shin Tes, and we know that the Sitrachra, by the Sitrachra, it always says Ragleho Yordis Movis. The Sitrachra tries to pull down the Kedusha. You have the hay of Yud Kei Vav Kei, it pulls it down and makes it into a kuf, koif. The Sitrachra is compared to a koif. The Veshet, when you take the Vav and you schlep it down, it becomes a Nun Sofit. So you have the word Satan. Vav Shin Tes becomes Shin Tes Nun, which is Satan. That's Esav. The Kone is Yaakov, HaKoil Kol Yaakov, and you're right next to each other. Zelu Umazeh, the Kone and the Veshet. This is Guf, this is Neshama. The Kone is the Dibur, which is the Neshama. Nafshi Yotzi Bedabroi. And the food pipe, that's Mezoina de Gufa, you know. Yaakov and Esav, Ruchnius versus Gashmius, Shabbos versus the 6 days of the week, Reach Toi versus Reach Ra, the coil of Yaakov versus the Yodayim of Esav. Ki Iker Mozoin Vechius Haneshama Hu Rak Mi Ruchnius. Because the main soul food is Ruchnius, Bechinas Reach, She'enoi Nichnas Laguf Klal, which doesn't go into the body at all whatsoever. Ve'ikur ha'reach nimshach ha'idei b'chinas koil Yaakov. And the main reach is brought about through the koil Yaakov. Va'koil hu b'chinas ruchnius she'ein boi gashmius klal. Koil is a spiritual item. It's not a gashmi, it's not tangible in any way whatsoever. Ulehefech mozoin aguf ha'gashmi hurak mi gashmi is gomor. Whereas physical food is something that comes from physical, tangible matter. Vize bechinas hayodayim idei Esav. Something you can touch, you know, yodayim. Ki Esav ikar achizosoi ba'asiyah gemura. Sheshom ikar hisgabros hachitzoini is sitra de Esav. Because Esav's main kesher is in asiyah, in super asiyah. Sheshom, that's where you have the main hisgabros of the sitrachra, of the klipois. Val shem ze nikra Esav, and that's why he's called Esav, miloshen asiyah. That's what he's all about. Physical action, physical activity. Kama shapirish Rashi sham, as Rashi HaKadosh says, when he was named. Ayin sham beposek vayikru shmoi Esav, shumiloshen asiyah. Ready made, fully made. Vze bechinas vayodayim idei Esav, ki ayodayim hem klei hamaisa, sheshom ikra achizosoi basiyah gashmis kanal. That's where Esav's main kesher is, in Asiya, and the Yodayim are called Yodayim Asconio, saying the Yodayim are the main Asiya, the person. When Hashem created the world, it says, Af Yodi Yosdo Eretz V'imini Tovcho Shamayim. You have the 28, the first pasuk in the Torah, Bereishis Bora, the Kimmel Shemayim Soretz, the 28 letters, Chof Ches Asvon the Bereishis, they're called, which is twice Yad. Yad is 14, 2 times Yad is 28. That's those 28 letters of Mais Bereishis, asiyah is with yodayim. Hainu bepsoiles hu asiyah. Esav's achiza is in the psoiles of the asiyah, in the waste matter of the asiyah. Shehu hareach ra shel mezona degufa. That's the reach ra of the physical food. Achar shenizbarer hatoiv mimenu. After we've extracted and removed the good from it. Shehu mezona denishmasa. Azai hapsoiles hagomur shehu gashmius hamaychel shenishar achar shenizbar ruchnis menu. Then the waste matter of the food that we ate, after we've been zeicha to extract the good, the kedusha from it, azai humale reach ra. This is why we know that waste tsoya gives forth a reach ra. Here again, Hashem could do anything. Why did Hashem happen to make it that this item has a bad odor? But Rav Nosson Zal is teaching you the secret. He's teaching you how this, the ruchnius part, what this is all about, what food is all about, what the beginning of food is, what the end of food is, all the toiv of food, the ra of food, the ruchnius of food, the gashmius of food. He's giving you unbelievable insights here. V'zeh b'chinas sitra de'esav. That's the side of Esav. B'chinas mezona de'gufa. Shebo mi sitra de'esav. That's the mezona de'gufa which comes from the side of Esav. B'bechinas hamuva b'tikunim, as it says in the Tikkunei Zohar HaKadosh, v'alhai gufa itmar. About this body, it says, me'ayin bosa, where do you come from? Mitipa srucha, from a smelly droplet. Look how, of all the words to use, Rav Nosson Zal says, srucha mamish. Look at the word that the Gemara uses, srucha. B'chinas reach ra, a bad odor. Shehu sitra de Esav, that's the side of Esav. Shehu le'umas Yaakov, which is the opposite of Yaakov. Shehu b'chinas reach toiv, shenim shechal yidei koil Yaakov. That's the reach toiv that comes from the koil Yaakov. V'azai tzrichen lifroi shatzmeinu mi'sitra de'gufa sitra de'esav. I'm sorry. V'anachnu tzrichen lifroi shatzmeinu mi'sitra de'gufa sitra de'esav. We, the Jewish people, have to separate ourselves, have to stay away from the guf, from Esav. With this, we're going to be able to understand why wine specifically becomes forbidden if a goy touched it. Ki hayayin hu bechinas eitz hadas toivora. Yayin is the concept of the eitz hadas. Kemaymo Rabbi Senazal, as the Gemara says, the Medrash says, sochato anovim venosnaloi. She squeezed grapes and gave it to him. That's why the Gemara says in Yuma Dafayin Vov, Zocho Naserosh, Loi Zocho Naserosh, that one of the reasons why wine is called Tirosh is because the Gemara says either Tehe Rosh or Tehe Rosh. Drinking wine can either expand your consciousness, it could either lift up your brain, give you, open your brain to higher level thoughts, or if you drink wine the wrong way, chas v'shalom, you become rush, you become impoverished, you become senseless, you lose your mind, a drunk, rachman atzlan, who can't think straight. Hainu b'chinas eitz hadas toivora. That's showing that yayin is, has both in it, roish and rush, toiv and ra. V'yal kein tzrichen li zoher ma'oid b'shtiyas hayayin sheyihye b'mido. And this is why when a Jew drinks wine, he has to be very careful that it should be measured. V'lishtoisoy b'kedusha v'tara. And to drink wine with tremendous holiness. This is why in Breslov, we're very, very, very careful about wine and intoxicating beverages. There are some people that have the impression that chassidim drink a lot, etc., etc. Not these Hasidim. Rabbeinu Zal and Rav Nosson Zal have spoken very elaborately about the incredible specialness of wine and therefore how much to limit it. To have wine on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, at a Simcha, and even then, limited, very cautious, very careful. We know the Gemara says that there was a tzaddik, one of the Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, who's called Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid in the Gemara. The Gemara says that he couldn't handle drinking wine. So the Gemara says when he would drink the four cups of wine on Leil Pesach, he would have his head bandaged till Shavuos. He had to keep his head bandaged. That's how strong the wine affected his head, you know. So the Mefarshim bring, this proves how come his head wasn't already bandaged from Purim. This shows that when it came to Purim, he didn't. When it came to Pesach, because on Pesach it's a mitzvah aseh, you know, it's a much more higher level. It's not the same. Pesach and Purim are not the same. Our Rebbe Zichron Avraha, Rabbi Rosenfeld Zal, was very makbid, you know, that men should not use grape juice at all, you know, and this was one of his proofs, that for men, only wine at the Seder, only wine. You don't have to use the strongest wine, there are different levels of strength. For women, he would allow them and even suggest that they should drink a grape juice, because many women won't be able to finish. They'll, even if they can handle one cup of wine or two cups, they're going to finish the second cup and say, oh, now I can't do this anymore. I have to switch there. And you're not allowed to switch in the middle. You have to be one of the halachas of Pesach is when you're preparing your wine for the Seder, pick your wine and no switching, because you run into big shilas of hatoy vametiv and other things. A Jew should usually avoid switching wines, you know, in middle of a meal. So wine is very, very big. Where are we? Second. Exactly. Vazai kishe zoiche boy nase roish. So when a yid is zoiche to drink wine the right way, though he's zoiche to a roish. Hainu shenis roimeim datoi umoichoy al idei hayayin. The yayin elevates his moyach. It expands his consciousness. Just for a second, we don't usually do this, but the Rav Rosenfeld Zalman taught us, the Arizal explains, that we know in Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, an incredible chiddush. We're talking about wine, the power of wine, that if a person drinks wine the right way, Rav Rosenfeld says, Shenis roimem daitoi umoichoi alidei hayayin. According to Kabbalah, in Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the two letters Yud Kei stand for the Moichin, for Chachma, Chachma and Bina, Keser, Chachma and Bina. The Vav Kei stands for the lower parts, the body, sort of. So the Yud and Kei are the Moichin. Now, Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei has four different combinations. Of, Sog, Ma, Bon, they're called. Four different Miluyim of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Again, Of and Sog represent Moichin. They correspond to Yud Kei. Mo and Bon correspond to Vavke. That's why it's brought Mo Bon is Bigimatri Zman. Zman is Gashmias. That's the 7 days of the week, the seven lower spheres. Of Sog is Bigimatria Matzah, the word Matzah, which is Moichen, Moichen Digdusha. Matzah, Lechem is brain food. Chito is Chof Beis Asfan Doiraisa. Lechem is Bigimatria three times Yudke Vavke, which is Moichen. Now, going back to Yayin, it's brought that in Hashem's name, in Ov and Sog, in Yud Kei Vav Kei, the letter Yud represents Chochma. And in fact, all the Sforim always bring the Pasuk in Chumash, Oz Yoshir Moshe Vnei Yisrael. The Rashi Kodesh Kodesh Gemara doesn't say Shor, it says Yoshir, it says Yud Al Shem HaMachshava. The Yud represents Moichin, Chochma. So it's brought that in Hashem's names, Of and Sog, which represent Moichin, there are seven Yuds. In Of, there are three Yuds. It's Yud Vav Dalid, He Yud, Vav Yud Vav. In Sog, it's Yud Vav Dalid, He Yud, Vav Vav, period. Or Vav Aleph Vav, sorry, Vav Aleph Vav. So these seven Yuds of Of and Sog is Bigimatria Yayin. That's what Yayin is. When a person is zeche to drink wine for Kiddush, wine for Arba Koisos, wine Bigdusha, it's Moichen Digdusha. It's these seven Yuds of Ov and Sog, which represent an incredible high level. That's why, again, how do we bring the Shabbos in? How do we bring the Neshama Yisera, which is Moichen, Venishmas Shakai Tevinim? Kois Yayin, Kiddush. How does a person get married? Kois Yayin. You know, all the times where we want this Moichen de Gadlus, we need the yayin, the zochana seroish. Vamoyach vadas hu haneshama. Look at that. Vamoyach vadas hu haneshama. The moyach and das is the neshama of the person. Kamoy shenemar v'nishmas shakai tevinim. The tevuna is the neshama. כמו שכוסף רבן עזר בכמה מקוימוס, נמצא שנסחזק ונסרוימם הנשמו על ידי היין. So therefore we see that a Jew's neshama gets strengthened and gets elevated through drinking wine בקדושה. כי יין לארומו קולו. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says, יין lifts up the voice. Yayin is koil. The Zohar HaKadosh speaks about the difference between shemen and yayin. When you pour oil, it's silent. It don't make any noise. When you pour wine, you hear that guh, 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 guh. We're going to have a lot of that on the Leila Seder, right? So it says, Yayin la'arma kola. Yayin lifts up the voice. Shemen is bachashoy, quiet, quiet, super quiet. So here, la'arma kola, we're talking about this koil, koil Yaakov. This koil ha'moichia haroi. Nimtza shalidei hayayin magiyin lebechinas hakoil. So we see that through yayin, a person gets to that koil. Bechinas koil Yaakov. Shal yodoi gedelin kol harechois. Shu bechinas she mezoina neshmosa. That's what nourishes all the rechois, which are the mezoina neshmosa. V'alkein nisroimeim hadas. Therefore, the Gemara says that wine expands the person's mind. Shehu haneshama, which is the neshama, al yedei hayayin. I'm sorry, v'alkein nisroimeim hadas, shehu haneshama, al yedei hayayin. Ki al yedei hayayin me'oirin hakoil hanal, because through yayin we wake up the coil, we activate the coil. Yayin is also elikim. Remember we spoke before about eish? That Eish is Elikim, Hashem's name Elikim b'miloi is Eish. Yayin, it's brought, Yud Yud Nun is 70, right? And the Nekudos, you have a Pasach, which is a Vav, that's 76. And under the second Yud, you have a Chirik, which is a Yud, is 86. So that the word Yayin is Bigimatria Elikim, the Oisius and the Nekudos. And if you take a look at the word Elikim, the nekudos of Elikim are bigamatria yayin. Under Elikim, under the Aleph, you have a chataf segel. Check your sidurim, check your chemoshim, you see it all the time. There's five dots under the Aleph. And there's the loy, the dot over there, and the dot under the hay. Seven dots. So that yayin is Elikim, and Elikim is yayin. Again, this singing of this din, this eish dikdusha, this midas hadin of kiddush, when the yayin is drunk properly, then you're connecting to the eish of Shabbos Kodesh, like we said before, the eish of kiddusha. When it's drunk the wrong way, the person is connecting to the eish of Gehenna. Shal yodoi gedelim kol horechois, sheim chius umozen haneshama. That the yayin is moira, the koil, which is what nourishes all the rechois, which is the nourishment of the neshama. V'zeh b'chinas einoimrim shir el ala yayin. This is why the Gemara says, we only say hale shir on yayin. Zeh b'chinas hakoil, sheu koil hanigun v'hashir shelosid. That's the song of the future, which is again, Gan Eden, neshamos. Shemishom nimshochim kol hashirois. That's where all the songs come from. Asher al yedei koil hashir hazeh nimshach mezoina de nishmosa kanal. Through the koil of this shir, we're zoche to draw upon ourselves the mezoina de nishmosa. By sheer coincidence, how do we bring in Shabbos? What's one of the main introductions to Shabbos? Shir hashirim. We say Shir HaShirim on Erev Shabbos, after the mikveh. That's one of the highlights of how we're zoche to start drawing the Shabbos upon ourselves. Shir HaShirim, this nigun, this Gan Eden, that's what it's all about. Personal story, when I got engaged, and my father-in-law, Zichron Avraham, my Rebbe, Zichron Avraham, Rav Rosenfeld, came to my parents' house to meet the parents, so they took out my bar mitzvah album of pictures to show him. He looks, he starts going through it quickly, and he sees a picture of me sitting with an accordion, playing an accordion. So he says to me, you play accordion? I said, yeah, yeah. He says, I was ashamed and embarrassed because I had dropped it. I hadn't continued it because I was going to yeshiva. I'd get home from yeshiva 7 o'clock at night and then have to eat in 2 minutes and run somewhere else and schlep the accordion to take accordion lessons. So I just did it like for a year, and then I dropped it. So I said, he said, but do you know how to read musical notes? I said, I think so. He said, very good. In Gan Eden, that'll come in very handy. a person who knows music, and Rav Nosson Zal is telling us that one of the highlights of Gan Eden, one of the descriptions of Olam Haba, Gan Eden, the neshama is Reach, the neshama is Asara Mine Negina. That's what the neshama is. That's the that's that Yud of Yud Kei Vav Kei. V'chol ze kishahayayin bigdusha. All of this is when the wine is bigdusha. B'china zocha nasa roish. Ulehepechas v'sholem, loy zocha nasa roish. And the opposite is also true. If the person is not zoich, if they drink wine the wrong way, or defective wine, wine that was touched by a goy chas v'sholem, he becomes poor. V'aniyus v'dalus nimshach mebechinas pegam raglin. And we know that poverty comes from a pegam in the raglin, in the feet. Bechinas ragleho yordois moves. The feet of the Kiddusha go down into the Sidrach, into moves. Ki oni choshuv kemes, kemuva bekama kemes. Because the Gemara says an oni is considered dead, chas v'sholem. So we see that poverty is an inyan of this ragleho yordois moves. It's a kesher to moves, which is the raglin. V'alkein ikur horoshus v'adalus hu'alidei b'chinas is gabrus akei v'esav chashom. And this is why the main poverty, Rachmon al-Aslan, of Klal Yisrael, Baruchnius b'gashmius, comes about when the akev of Esav gets strong, when the heel of the foot of Esav is nisgaber. Ki ein dovo v'adalus hu'alidei b'chinas. Exactly. Ki ein dovor shemevi yololo al hodom kemoi hayayin. Because there is nothing that brings depression upon a person like wine. Kemoi sham razal, like the Gemara says, yololo hu hefech shir, hefech koel yakoev, shu koel shel shir. Yololo is moaning, is wailing, which is the opposite of singing. Shir is an union of kedusha. Shir is halali. Hallelujah, lekayach tzion. The shir is hallel song. That's malchus tikdusha. Hallel is bigematria aleph talad nun yud. That's malchus tikdusha. Yololo is the exact. Yololo is ragleho yordos moves. It's the reverse. It's the halali, the opposite of halali. Shaloi kaseder. Hefech koel Yaakov shu koel shel shir kanal. Ki kishein zoiche bahayayin. Because when a person drinks wine the wrong way, wine pogum, they get the opposite. They get the yololo, which is the opposite of asorah meneginigina. It's the opposite of shir. Vazai hu bechinas mezona degufa. Then the person falls into mezona degufa. Bechinas beitzava in taichlena. We said before, the neshama is simcha. The goof is be'itzova in toichalena, bechinas atzvus v'yalola, hefech shiranal. Nimtza shehayayin hu bebechinas eitzadas toivoras. As we said before, yayin is the bechina of the eitzadas toivoras, sochto anovim. Shehu kolol mishnehem, misitra deyakov, misitra deesov. Yayin has both powers, roish and rosh, yakov and esov. Bechinas reach toiv v'reach ra. The connoisseurs of wine. How do they don't taste it. They smell it, right? They want to smell the wine, smell the aroma. They use that word aroma when it comes to wine. Bechinas reach toiv reach ra. Mezoina de nishmasa or mezoina de gufa kanal.